About 250 people gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Tampa this evening for a rush hour protest of the Iraq War. Today is the five-year anniversary of the beginning of fighting. For many gathered in downtown Tampa today, it was just one more in a long succession of actions against the Iraq War. Chris Ernesto has been protesting the war with St. Pete for Peace once or twice a week since the war began. Along with the reasons they've always had for opposing the war, protesters are seizing on economic concerns as yet another reason to end the war in Iraq.
In addition to the $3 trillion in war, they're spending $50 billion on spying. At the same time, one out of 25 New Orleans residents is homeless, and we're having massive credit problems. It gives us a good opportunity to tell people that instead of spending money to destroy things and to spy, we can actually use it to help ourselves.
The protest was held outside the federal courthouse in Tampa, where Senator Bill Nelson has his offices. Don McKeating talked to Senator Nelson's aide earlier in the day.
We wanted her to remind him that the senator's oath of office was to the Constitution.
McKeating and many other protesters are members of local Veterans for Peace chapters. Ronald Deaton is a Vietnam War veteran.
Can't just be sending people over there to get killed and to kill other people. I spent 13 months in Nam and the rest of my life trying to forget about it.
Deaton said he's worried this war will have a similar impact on the soldiers who fight in it. He also stressed the economic impact that the Iraq War is having on the United States.
The military-industrial complex has made billions and billions of dollars off of this war. And we can't afford health care for people in this country. We can't afford schools. Our schools are suffering. Our whole infrastructure is suffering. Our whole society, our whole structure is suffering. All of our money is going to support this war.
Awatef Elmud fled Kuwait in the days leading up to the first Gulf War. Her son and two other children lay on a tarp surrounded by shoes representing Iraqis killed in the war. A sign next to them read, "Cry for Iraq."
There are other answers for any conflict in the world, not the war, because the ones who are paying the price are these ones. The little ones, the children, the women, the weak, the innocent people.
Mark Frankenberg played war protest songs on his guitar. He was in the first Gulf War. For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.